In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey there, hey there. Thanks for joining me today. This is Brandy J, your host and Voices of Courage podcast. Today, everybody, we are going to be talking about our youth and what is going on currently as a whole, like all across the world, how they are being affected by what is going on today and how we need to be aware and how we need to support one another, each other, and just be more knowledgeable and supportive, but definitely with your own kids, just always make sure that you're finding a way to keep that line of communication, even if they look as if things may be fine. They could just be one handling it in a that type of way, but this is so unfamiliar for all of us that this here has taken a whole nother level, and it's very severe, and there is no other option but to take a serious approach to it, you know, us as adults, as parents, you know, to make sure that they are okay, because it's no one else's like responsibility but ours. No one else should be doing it but us. And if extra help needed, then that's what we do. But this is something that everyone should definitely be concerned about. And 'cause when we fail our youth, our children, then what do we have? What have we got? How could anything be great? For one to sit back and say that this country is great or everything has been great, that's a lie. Because if you can't ask everybody that and they have the same thoughts or view, what does that say? One can't be better than the other. Well, it's working for you and it's not working for the other because of X, Y, and Z. That's some bull crap. United, remember? Let's stop holding on to these titles that, you know, aren't even something that we emulate. And let's start emulating them, making it count. Be responsible for your own actions and take accountability for self. Don't be a finger pointer. Don't be definitely stay in your own lane. Not one of us is that high up to be ever dancing in somebody else's lane. Worry about you. Because there's enough going around or everybody has a little stink in their shit, if you know what I mean. Let's just start supporting one another instead of ridiculing, because no one has that chair in life to do that. Start being better, doing better for our youth, for our children. They're the future. It's up to us to give them the foundation to be able to carry on. Have no one to blame but our own selves as a whole, as individuals, as whatever. So let's just make sure we know what's important. The decisions and everything that we make, they affect our youth. The very individuals that make the poor decisions off of their own feelings and stuff that could affect and be detrimental to a whole country need to start thinking that way too. because the ignorance in that is that it's going to backfire and it affects you and it affects your children when you could have just acted like a decent human being with common sense and maturity as an adult and did what was right. This is not the time to start reliving being 8, 9, 10 years old the way people have acted this year. Let's get together, people. If you knew better, you do better. But we have it in us. Let's start being better. Start doing better. And let's tune in. Thank you. Please, please, make sure that you're checking in with your children and their mental health. All over the world, there has been a lot of children that have not been doing too well. You could find it yourself, look it up, it's there. I've actually heard people that I know speak of their situation. And sooner than later, I'll be having some on this show to talk about it. Also with children, you know, you have to know that this would be affecting them. There's no excuse for one not to know this. And it's gone so far as to them being taken to hospitals because they've tried to hurt themselves or have been speaking of it. The age groups, you wouldn't even believe, from 17 on down to speaking age. See, what we're failing to do here is to realize that no matter what, the most important thing in all this is our children, because they're children. And we as adults, every last one of us, without even putting titles in place, rip those away, because those are meaningless when it comes to children. We are to take care of them. So when that is not happening, we have failed. There's nothing successful about anything that's going on here if you have failed in this area here. As human beings, as adults, as protectors of children, if that is not the case, then we're failing epically. Okay? Because they're children. They are hurting. They don't understand because no one is trying to help them to understand. Because see, all they've heard, if so, is, and why would they hear anything else? I mean, all that has been said is, these students will be going back first. This will be going back first. With no regards of, they're not your children. With no regards of, people care about their children. You know? See, there was nothing put in place to help them during these times, as if they're not people with feelings and emotions that need to be taken care of in a very, very caring and nurturing way, because they are children. There was no plan put in place, because see, in the beginning when it was said that it's all about the kids and they need to be back in the environment and this and that, well, yeah, if it was safe to be back in that environment, and since it's not, and we've done it anyway and have the inevitable happened. It didn't take a rocket scientist to see that the spread was going to continue. 1 + 1 = 2, right? So that was just as simple as that. So it was a catch 22. Staying home this long, it'll get to you, it'll affect you, because you can't be stimulated, you know, by your actions and interactions with socializing with your friends, the routine, the learning, the being able to be a kid, a child, those things that a child needs. So the foolery in the beginning when it was said to be the concerns for the children by not having them in school was a little crock, because for them to even have that, they have to be alive, they have to be okay, they have to be healthy. Number one rule, number one, no matter what, over education is safety of children when it comes to school. That's a fact. But when you have a pandemic that no one's to blame for, it's the people, and you have to do what is necessary to keep safe until things are safe again, which we didn't do, we have to consider everything, not just put them in school, put them online, and then that's it. What about their emotions? What about their feelings? So that's how you can tell that was not the concern of them. Like I said, 1 + 1 = 2, so that never was the case. None of this was. But the important thing is, you gotta be one low down piece of crap if this did not concern you. But that's not up to me. God has that. So we'll let him deal with it as accordingly. But as parents here, we must do what we can do to get them through this. Just staying at home every day, or not even being able to be amongst people as before because of social distancing, you have to take that into account, and you have to do your best to talk them through this, and to find ways to help nurture those things. Okay, because trust me, no one else is not going to help you. They're not going to help you. You have to have that mindset already, because no one's dealt with anything like this before. And no one thought about even doing that for them, for any of us. So what I'm saying is, please just understand and know that we need to make sure that they are okay. These things that are happening now, these are they're being affected by it. No one's mental stability has been the concern in this world, in this country. That is only obvious. No one was able to mourn anything or deal with their concerns of a pandemic. You're just pushed back out in there with no regards of your own life. But we have to be vigilant and understand that these children are children. And you can't really shift, push the blame anywhere around, because you don't have time for that. You just have to be aware. And don't be that person that said, well, mine is fine. Know this and do it. Because you think they are, and they're not. Of course, they'll have your mature, their understanding, and they're dealing with it. But are you inside them internally? Shit, sometimes they don't even understand their own feelings. So just know it already. Approach it as if it is, because it is, because I'm a grown-ass woman and I'm affected by it. Don't let it get to a place where you're surprised again, because if 2020 hasn't shown you anything possible, and the other one is, don't be shocked when certain people show you they didn't give a shit. You understand? So let's go ahead and throw the whole shocked thing out and just do what's necessary. Don't expect our system to coddle your feelings or even give a shit that you have any, because that's not part of how the economy works. As we can see, that value of life, zero compared to value of an economy. But that's not important. What's important is our children. And they need to know this and be able to express these things, but give them tools. The stuff that you already know, you think you don't know, but you do know, because it's already with you. It's in you. You know what to do. Do it. Everybody's affected by this. Don't sit around waiting for answers. Don't sit around waiting for someone to tell you how to feel or what to do next. Do it yourself. Take care of you. Take care of your kids. Take care of your family mentally. We thought about everything else, food, this, and that, but no one thought mentally. There's people with mental health issues already. Think about that. That's another thing. We got to think about one another. Because when one of the only things about self, or who's within, or just them, and you know, and damned everyone else, that's the end of the stick that you don't want to be on, and you probably already are. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You don't know empathy unless you know that, because that's what empathy is, to give a shit about the next person, even if it doesn't affect you, or even if you don't know them. That's what empathy is. Empathy doesn't come with stipulations or ifs, ands, or buts. Empathy will leave you high and dry, the lack of it, if you don't have it. Don't be that person. Because no matter what anyone says, we're in this together. We're in this planet together. We live here together. We're in it together. And the reason why we fail after all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years is because no one seemed to grasp that aspect. We're not together. You're in it together. We're in it together. And why not be in it together? Because that's the reason why we fail so awesomely, is because of that very thinking. Sad part is, still keep doing it. People aren't as smart as they think they are. They can just read and retain information and follow through. But can you really, really grasp the fact that the world affects you, it affects all of us? And we're so stupid that we can't even do the simplest thing. It doesn't even cost to give a shit about one another. Care, help, support doesn't cost. And that's the way you fell at. So tell me just how damn smart and intelligent is this world. Please open your eyes, be vigilant, be caring, be kind. Don't be an ass, because the ass always lasts if you even make it after that. Thank you. This is Brandy J. I'm out. Everybody, I am back. Before we took a little break, we spoke about what has been happening with our youth during these times. And let's just remember that we must do our darndest, everything and then some, to mentally, not also physically, but mentally, make sure that they are okay, that these aren't things that will bring up stuff later down the road that they've had to deal with. These are fragile times. This is new for all of us. So just imagine them. The important thing to do is to make them feel safe and secure, you know? Even when we're at our worst or we think we're freaking out, let's make sure we hold them together, but to also emulate being a human being. And what I'm saying by that is, we have a tendency to not want to show our kids when we are not happy or we're feeling a certain way, you know. And there's a time and place when those things, you kind of do those things, but I don't think it's really healthy to always keep your children from seeing you have emotion. You just have to make sure that you talk to them, but they need to understand and know that you're human and that it's okay to feel the way. But how are they ever going to know how to deal with stuff that when these things arise and when you do feel this way and when you are going through these things, however will they know how to deal with it if they don't see their main teacher? Granted, yes, you do have to make sure what you're exposing them to. You don't want to just go off the deep end and start throwing things like, shit, fuck, you know? I mean, come on. For the most part, I'm going to go ahead and just assume that everybody knows, you know, what's appropriate and what's not. Let's go ahead and pretend that's the world we live in right now, because we need to just make sure that we're not shielding our kids from everything, like from the world. Like, we're human beings, they should know this. They shouldn't have the thought in their head that nothing ever happened to mommy, daddy, they don't ever deal with this. Or showing, you know, some families have a tendency to have this whole thing where you don't show your emotion, you don't talk about things, you don't, you know, you just deal with them. And that's one of the most ignorant things I can possibly think of, because what is that doing for them or you? What is that doing? And if it's something that you've been taught, then when the hell in life are we ever going to break a chain or do something differently? You know, as human beings, we talk a good game and talk about change and do this and do that, but if we're not willing to even do it ourselves, and we talk about these change and expecting to come from wherever it's coming from. Well, let me make this clear. Any type of change in this world, and I mean any. If you're not willing to expect change for yourself, then you can go ahead and take a lot of seats. Because you don't even know what change is, so how are you going to expect it? And how are you going to expect anyone to take you seriously? That's some real shit. Because once you know, you've checked into yourself, your intentions for the change that you seek from others will be more direct and sincere and intentions of honesty. As adults, as parents, it is imperative that we take care of our mental health. Don't wrap it up and put it on the shelf, if you know what I mean, and say, I'll do it later, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, because it won't happen. And these are facts. Has it happened? Have you been this person? You gotta go ahead and deal with it. Those things like that don't go away. You're no good to anyone. You're no good to anyone if you're not together for yourself. So if you want things to have a chance when you apply yourself at something, then go ahead and give yourself a chance with the right mental state and rest. People sacrifice their rest for the job at hand or whatever, and that's just some screwed up way of thinking. Like, you'll give your best while you're burnt down is, you know, people try to turn shit like that into quotes. We'll sleep when we're dead. I'll slap you if you did. I'm sorry, that's not an okay quote. Get some rest, okay? And that's just what it is. And if you're not getting it, then you need to get it right. But not resting and not taking care of mental health so you can take care of X, Y, and Z is going to backfire. And if it's been that way before, you're living in insanity and repeating the same shit and expecting, unfortunately, you're actually expecting things to be different and wondering why. Well, you're looking at her, looking at him, looking in the mirror. You're looking at yourself, because no one's making you do it but you and that program thinking it got going on there. Let's use common sense and stop saying it and start using it. Take care of you so you can be useful for your family and friends. I mean, come on. Let's start putting the pieces together of the puzzle correctly, putting it right on purpose. So we have a puzzle and we purposely put all the pieces where they don't fit, if that makes sense. And then look at it like, yeah, this is gonna work out totally. It's like my fifth time, you know, and this is, you know, how we get it done. But yet you're burnt out and at this point miserable and on the verge of insanity possibly. The point is, get the rest. Your family needs you. Thank you for listening. This is Brandy J, and I'm out. A message from Brandy J, Voices of Courage. I think we all need to take a step back and realize what's important. And when we come to that, think about the next person, the next family, and how their values and what's important to them too, because it all comes together. I think it's very important also in such detrimental times to have a support that can reach a nation. Don't limit yourself. Stay away from Debbie Downers and negative people. Make sure that you, when you give off energy, when you're putting out energy into the world, that you keep it positive. Because those things matter. Words have vibrations. They take on life of their own. If they can do damage, they can do good. Which one do you choose to allow your words to give? Because those are what's important. And what kind of words come out of your mouth emulates exactly who you are. So remember that. And let's be better. Much love from Brandy J, Voices of Courage.